This is ESPN Radio.
Kenny and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And Gojo, we got a pretty good big guest coming up in a few moments, man. We got the boss coming in on the show with us. Gonna be fun talking about Rick Ross. Of course, he's a big Miami sports fan, Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat. But I'm excited to get into it with a little bit. We got to talk about what he's got coming up.
Yeah, anytime. Rick Ross coming out, multi-time author at this point, got a new book coming out here. I want to talk to him about mowing the lawn. I think that's among the more interesting things that we can do when we've got Rick Ross here on our time. So hopefully we will get to talk to Rick Ross here in a couple minutes. We're looking forward to that. Chris, we also heard coming back, and we've got to get into at some point here, what's going on with Kyrie Irving in the Nets right now? Because I saw a very fired up Stephen A. Smith and Jay Williams talking this morning about Kyrie's decision-making here. Stephen A. did not pull punches when he talked about what he believes Kyrie Irving is doing here, the decision-making he's displaying heading into this NBA season, putting himself in a spot right now where it looks like it's either going to be get vaccinated or this team could seriously look into trading him.
Well, here's the thing. I absolutely think that the Nets should explore all options in order to make their team as good as it possibly can be because, let's face it, they grossly underachieved last year, and I know a lot of folks want to pin that on the injuries to Kevin Durant and James Harden and Kyrie Irving in the playoffs. But, I mean, you got to remember, Kyrie went a long stretch last year during the regular season when he wasn't with the team and nobody really knew where he was at. He wasn't communicative with the people in the organization, and trying to spin this thing forward to year two with the big three, like, clearly there's a little more urgency within the organization and with the other two members of the big three in order to accomplish the ultimate goal. And Kyrie, with his position and not wanting to get vaccinated, is a big hurdle for them to overcome.
Yeah, Chris, this is like quintessentially sports right here, right? You mentioned the other two being on one page. You can correct me if I'm wrong, because you spent a lot of time in pro locker room, certainly a ton more than I did, but in any team I was ever a part of here, as long as the main thing was the main thing, like as long as you showed up and do the work you have to, what you do away from the building is largely something people are going to keep their heads out of, right? Like, it is largely a, hey, as long as you show up and put your hand in the pile, I'm good in the personal decisions you want to make. I can live with some of the parts of you. I may not want to associate with you. We don't all got to be friends. But as long as you're showing up and handling your business, I'm pretty good with whatever comes. And this violates that.
Well, yeah, a professional locker room is a very forgiving place, Gojo. I mean, you know that. I mean, all the time that you spent with the Steelers organization and the time around your dad, I'm sure he's expressed that to you as well. But, I mean, it's one of those places, like, people will deal with whatever bags that you're bringing as long as you can help the team win games. And Kyrie Irving, for all of the good things that he does on the court, he's so much of a wild card when it comes to his availability and his off-the-court interest that – for James Harden and Kevin Durant, when they're in the position that they're in right now, fighting for their legacies and trying to compete for a championship outside of, you know, the superpowers that are the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, this is a situation where they want to be able to get something done, and Kyrie Irving doesn't seem like he's on the same page with those other two guys based on his position that he's taken with not wanting to have the vaccine. So, like, this is a tough spot for the Nets to be in, but I think it's become a little bit easier for them to navigate because of Kevin Durant and James Harden giving Sean Marks the okay to give the ultimatum to Kyrie Irving about, you know, not being a part-time player.
Kenny and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. This was Sean Marks, the Nets GM, talking about what a difficult decision this was for them to make this ruling about Kyrie Irving at Tuesday's presser.
I think we had everything on the board. We looked at everything. When you make a decision like this, it's one that you don't want to do it hastily. Again, involve all the parties. Think about all the variety of different outcomes. I think we all know what our objective is this year and how this a decision like this may be able to affix that ultimate objective. So they're never easy decisions. But at the end of the day, I think we're looking at putting a group of people out there that are going to be able to participate fully. And that's where this comes down to. And we're not looking for partners that are going to be, you know, halftime. I don't think that would be fair, not only on the team and staff and ownership and fans, but to be quite frank, not fair on Kyrie either.
Chris, I appreciate Sean Marks trying to slip that in at the end about Kyrie to sort of soften the blow, but this is nothing about what's fair or not fair to Kyrie based on the way we see the situation from the outside. This is 100% about the rest of that team not wanting to have to live like they did last year, uncertain about who was going to be on the court for them and when.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about Kai, but Sean Marks doesn't want to burn the bridge either, because there is a chance that Kyrie Irving can have an about face and decide that he's going to get vaccinated ahead of the start of the season. Like, we don't know what he's going to do. And to try to get into the mind of Kyrie Irving and project what's going to happen, like that's when you're going to embarrass yourself, because nobody knows what Kyrie's going to do but Kyrie. Sometimes I don't even think he knows what he's going to do. So, I mean, Sean Marks is walking that tightrope, but he wants to make his position clear that there isn't going to be the distractions that were last season. Like, all of the things that, you know, maybe Kyrie Irving got away with last year, that's a no-fly zone this year for the 2021-2022 Brooklyn Nets. Like, this team has an agenda, which is competing for a championship, and they don't really have a whole lot of time for anything else. But in order to compete for a championship, certain sacrifices have to be made. And a lot of those guys have already made the sacrifice to get a vaccine, to get the vaccine. And it feels like they're all looking at Kyrie with the side eye saying, bruh, what we doing? This is the time to get the vaccine so we can accomplish our ultimate goal. And if you're not going to be about that, then we've got to make some decisions and make sure that we supplement our roster so that we can be in a better shape in order to accomplish that end. So, yeah, I applaud the Brooklyn Nets for taking back their franchise in that way and drawing that line in the sand for Kyrie Irving, because this was something that was going to serve as a distraction unless they did so. So, Sean Marks, Josiah, this was the only decision that they could make, and I'm glad that Kevin Durant and James Harden gave them the latitude to make it.
Yeah, Chris, I agree with you there, and we on the outside only get so much information. That's kind of the difficulty in these Kyrie Irving spots, is he generally has been cryptic about this. He's asked everyone to respect his privacy and that this will all wash out in the end. So when we're not given a lot of information, all we can do is read context clues. And these context clues scream, hey, we've been patient for a really long time. Like, everyone around this situation has been patient for a really long time with this. They understand Kevin Durant clearly has enough of a relationship with Kyrie to get him here, for everyone to get their feet in the door. But that only goes so far, because we all got goals and dreams too. Like, we got stuff as a team. And this was how I always was, Chris, is like, I had a number of teammates in college who transferred, went other places, went to other schools, because they were on a different timeline. They had different goals. It wasn't lining up with them where they were. I'm never going to hold that against anybody to an extent. If you don't want to be here, that's fine, but I can't sit around and wait for it. Like, I'm not going to sit around here and then build my timeline off of you. And so this can be one of those things where I'm sure these guys love and respect Kyrie as much as anybody can, but you can only be forced to wait for so long before the train's got to leave the station.
Yeah, I mean, right now you're playing with their legacy. That's how James Harden and Kevin Durant look at it, right? I mean, James Harden shot his way out of Houston in the most ugly and spectacular fashion that is imaginable, right? Like, that was bad at the end of it down there with the Rockets. But the reason why he had the Brooklyn Nets on the short list of teams that he was willing to be traded to was because he felt like he could compete and win a championship by joining Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. And we heard earlier in the preseason, when they were out in training camp in San Diego, James Harden talk about the opportunity to be a free agent, which is a shift in his mentality from when he got here, you know, a little less than a year ago. So if you're Kevin Durant, knowing that you locked into a long-term contract, you don't want to hear James Harden talking about that. But you realize, with the instability from Kyrie, like, this might be a situation that's too volatile to accomplish the ultimate goal, which is winning a chip. So I can understand why the organization is doing that, because in a roundabout way, it is reaffirming to James Harden that this is going to be a functional franchise moving forward, and a place that he can trust to make the right decisions in terms of his basketball future and his basketball legacy.
This is absolutely right about legacy for this team, because it can't just be one championship with this crew here. This was a team that was brought together to do a lot more than just that here. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Unfortunately, couldn't get a hold of Rick Ross, the biggest boss you've seen thus far. Moving on, has a lot to go on here. That's how you build an empire and all the things that you can read about in the book. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to talk to him again soon. But coming up next, got to hear what Stephen A. Smith had to say about this Kyrie Irving situation on First Take this morning. Fired up, to say the least. We will do that next here. Canty and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
This is ESPN Radio.
Ian Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. We've been talking about sports red flags, and we want you to chime in on the conversation on the Dr. Pepper Hotline. That is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I already mentioned mine. I don't trust people that don't like bacon. You heard from Cliff. He already doesn't like the whole paper straw idea, and Gojo chimed in on the metal straw idea, which I got to say is a new one on me, but I think I might be a fan of it, Mike.
And listen, I'm telling you, I think if you just give it a shot, I liked it so much. I had it at a restaurant. I went home and bought them for the house. Like, I had to immediately add that to the repertoire.
Yeah, I got to get involved with that one. I don't know, man. The thing I have a question about is how do you keep it clean, right? Like, is this just a dishwasher vehicle, or how do you go about reusing it?
Yeah, you can dishwash it. There's a little pipe cleaner action you can use to get in there, too.
Okay.
It requires a little bit of maintenance, but like anything else in this life, if it was easy, it wouldn't be for everybody, but it's worth it on that. So I am a big proponent of the metal straws. I'm going to vibe with you guys. I wouldn't lead you astray on that.
Okay, speaking of something that requires a little bit of maintenance, that would be one Kyrie Irving, and we've been having that conversation. And our very own Stephen A. Smith had some words about that on First Take.
We're talking about Kyrie Irving not showing up for the Brooklyn Nets after he got guys to show up for the Brooklyn Nets. You know, I question his right. He has the right to do it. He also has the right to go the hell away then. Retire then. Because you left your teammates hanging.
All right.
Mike, does it get to that point where you have to call Kyrie's bluff? I mean, if he's not going to play for another team and he's unwilling to get vaccinated, if you're the Nets, do you explore potential trade options for Kyrie?
Yeah, I think this is kind of like the ounce of prevention type theory on all of this. You gotta at least, I think, start to try and shop him around here. Unless you're getting something behind closed doors that indicates otherwise. But Chris, the fact that Sean Marks, the GM for the Nets, was able to come out and say, yeah, Kyrie's not going to practice or play with us until we've got full measures here, until we've got a player who is eligible to play under the rules in this city, that sends a pretty clear message to me that they don't think that this is going their way right now. And so if it is trending enough to where you've got to put that statement out, I think it's trending enough to where you got to start trying to shop around and see what you can get and then hope on the other side that this isn't a guy that falls flat right there, that this isn't a guy that pulls the ripcord on this and retires on you. I think you at very least got to try.
Well, here's the thing. There's no way that the Nets can hold their breath that the local mandates are going to change, right? So you're not going to get relief on that front. So it comes down to whether or not you think Kyrie would be willing to change his position and go on the opposite end of the spectrum and get vaccinated. And for somebody as headstrong and as stubborn as he's shown himself to be, like, I find it hard to believe that he's going to do that with so much publicity shown on this issue. And now him coming out saying that he wants to be a voice for the voiceless, where a week ago when they were in training camp, he said he wanted everybody to respect their privacy. Like, nobody knows where Kyrie is going to land on this thing. And that's got to be the most maddening part about it if you're Sean Marks or you're anybody that's affiliated with the Brooklyn Nets. So, yeah, I think you have to explore every avenue to try to get rid of the distraction, which is potentially trading Kyrie for pennies on the dollar. You might not get back equal value, but you at least get a chance to be able to add a piece and move your team forward. And I think that has to be the focus for this Nets group, because I still think they have enough to contend and win a championship without Kyrie.
Stephen A. Smith on what you could potentially get in return for Kyrie Irving, by the way.
His level of stubbornness has elevated to a glaring level of selfishness, and I completely applaud the Brooklyn Nets for taking this position. I said it before, and I'm telling y'all again, they'd give his ass away for a box of cookies if they could. They're so disgusted with this dude.
Box of cookies actually sounds like pretty good return at this point.
Are we talking about the Girl Scout cookies? Because those Samoas are outstanding.
If you gave me a box of Thin Mints for Kyrie Irving, I'd be intrigued. I'd pick up the phone on that one. You throw them in the freezer? Now I feel like I'm getting one over on you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Sean in Montana wants to weigh on this. Sean, you're on Canty and Golic Jr. What's up, man?
Well, hey, I was listening to you guys talk about Kyrie Irving, and while our people's decision to make, you know, their choices, there are certain venues where you have to do certain things, and you guys are all college. You all went to college. You all played college ball in one shape or the other. When you went to college, you had to prove you had vaccination records for smallpox, polio, et cetera. I did with my kids. So when he's saying he's not going to get vaccinated to play in a different venue than it is working at a different thing, it doesn't pan out, because when he went to college, he had to prove he was vaccinated against other diseases.
Now, Sean, I'm with you. Like, we've been doing that in various ways, shapes, and forms for our entire lives. I mean, I go out of the country and have been to other places here. There are certain vaccinations you've got to have to enter into those countries. Like, this is not uncharted territory in this, even if it is a new vaccine, certainly for a different virus that we're dealing with, Chris.
Yeah, and we're not talking about emergency authorization use now. I mean, they've been FDA approved. So in terms of the ambiguity when it comes to the safety of this all, like, I just, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I get that you could be on the fence initially because all of it was new and you needed to do the necessary research to become comfortable with it. But enough time has passed for Kyrie Irving to make a decision, and the fact that he's landing on his anti-vax stance as the right position for him to take, given the stakes for the Brooklyn Nets this season, it just seems a little bit ridiculous. And to reiterate what Stephen A. Smith said already, like, this is selfish. There's no other way to frame this. You cannot reconcile not getting vaccinated and doing everything it takes for your team to have success at the highest levels. It just can't be done. So, I mean, if you're one of the big three guys, if you're Kevin Durant and James Harden, you're looking at Kyrie with that side eye and you're saying, bro, you either fit in or get out. And I think it's starting to look like they're pushing Kyrie Irving out the door.
Kyrie giving a voice to the voiceless. We will give a voice to you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Looking for your sports red flags here in honor of whatever that meme is going around on Twitter at this point. Coming up next, we will check in on that and remind you that people, they don't forget. We'll do that after this word from Wendy's. Now, rise, shine, and dine with breakfast at Wendy's. Get sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99. Fresh cracked eggs, a buttery, flaky croissant, and your choice of bacon or sausage, all for $1.99. It's insane. Head to Wendy's in the AM for a breakfast worth waking up for. And with a deal this delicious, the biggest question you're going to have to face today, sausage or bacon? Decisions, decisions. Choose wisely, my friends. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Back after this, Candy and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.
Kenny and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And Mike, you know I'm geeked up because we get a chance to talk to the man that's responsible for the music that is the soundtrack for the majority of my NFL career. I'm talking about the boss, Rick Ross. And he is on the line with us right now. Double R, what's good?
What's good, baby? What's good?
I can't call it, man. We're excited to have you on, man. And I wanted to get into a little bit of the book that you're promoting, man. I'm really excited about it. I was reading some of the chapters in it, and I got to have you explain some of it, especially the chapter that's responsible that says the art of mastering the L. Tell me more about that.
Man, you got to master the art of taking a loss. To be a champion, you're going to take losses, and you got to be able to get back up and keep going. That's just like, you know, going running for that Super Bowl, baby. You may get some bumps, but you got to keep going, and you got to have your mind made up. You got to have that will of a real G. That's what it's about, and that's what I went through. You know, I was one of them artists that never sold the most records, but I'm the biggest boss in the game.
Rick, you mentioned selling records, doing what you've done. You've been creating for a while, writing music, making albums here, but writing books the way you have now a few times here. How different is that process, putting pen to paper for something like this?
I'm going to be honest, man. I keep it simple as possible. This last book I wrote during the beginning of the pandemic, it may have took me 2 or 3 months. Shout out to my homie Neil Belkin. You know, he was right by my side, just jotting down all the shit I was talking early and in the morning and, you know, the different ideas I would have. And, you know, it just came out to a great piece, and it's getting a great response from the streets.
Talking with multi-platinum artist and author now, Rick Ross. Ross's title of the book is Boss Up, A Perfect Day to Boss Up, Rick Ross. And Ross, since we're talking about since we got you on, we got to ask you about your teams, man, starting with your Miami Dolphins. Got word that Tua actually practiced today. He seems poised to play against first overall pick Trevor Lawrence over in London this weekend. Where are you at with your Miami Dolphins, and where are you at with Tua Tagovailoa? Are you buying into him?
Man, I'm confused right now. You know, I'm happy to hear that Tua's practicing with the team. But, you know, they began putting pressure on Tua last season. You know, and I'm sure it's only going to get worse if, you know, he just got to turn up. You know what I'm saying? And we can't rush nothing. We understand the situation he's in, but most definitely the time has come for him to, you know, put some fire, you know, under the team.
Putting some fire under the team in Miami for the Dolphins. Rick, what about the Heat? I saw Tyler Hero came out the other day and says he deserves to be in the conversation with the Trae Youngs and the other young stars in the league of the world here. What are you feeling from him?
I know most definitely he will be. If he's not yet in certain circles, he will be. Because I most definitely love his energy. I love his, you know, just that vibe he brings. And I feel he's really going to be a champion.
Ross, I got to ask you, getting back to your book, and it's titled The Perfect Day to Boss Up, A Hustler's Guide to Building Your Empire. What's the biggest thing that you want your readers to take away from this project?
That anything is possible, regardless of what your GPA was in high school, where you at right now, where your parents were financially, anything is possible because I'm here and I'm an example of that, and that's what we're discussing.
Rick, at the beginning of your book, you talked about getting on a flight at the beginning of the pandemic to go down and get your teeth done up there. That's where you kind of got the news about what was going on here. And you talked about, you don't fly private all the time. You fly commercial, you fly in first class and do all that. I want to know, is Rick Ross, when he gets on a plane, someone who's having a conversation with the person in the seat next to him, or are you headphones on, sleep the entire time?
Oh, man, I'm usually asleep. Because I'm a person that times my flight. If I'm flying from Miami to L.A., if it's a six-hour flight, I make sure I keep myself up. I'm working. I'm draining myself. I'm doing something productive. So when I get on the flight, you know, if it's a cute young lady next to me, I may get her apple juice. I may pour her apple juice or something like that. But other than that, I'm going to get my rest, you know?
Ross, I know you're loyal to the soil when it comes to your Miami Heat, so I want you to put your allegiances aside. With the NBA season tipping off in a little over a week, who do you have out there as the crown as the best player in the NBA right now today?
The best player.
Yes, sir.
The best player in the NBA. Okay, I'm going to say Kevin Durant.
Wow, KD. There it is.
I'm going to say KD. The overall game, offense, the position he plays, his height. His class, you know, he dedicated to his team. I'm going to say KD.
Kane Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio talking to rapper and author Rick Ross on the Goodyear Hotline. Rick, I can't let you go without asking. I've heard as part of your creative process that you do some of your best thinking while mowing the lawn. Is that true?
Facts. Shout out to John Deere.
So is it a riding mower, Rick? I got to ask.
Oh, it's most definitely a riding mower, a driving mower. I had a Kenneth, my AC bump good, you know what I mean? I'm smoking good, you know what I mean? And I'm just looking around. I get connected. I keep my phone off. I'm looking at the birds, the bees, you know, the geese. You got to stay connected.
It's incredible. So what is, as you've gone through all this, because we know you got, I mean, one of the, you know, largest home pools in the country at your mansion in Fayetteville. You've got all this space out there. What is the best thing that Rick Ross has created or thought of while riding around mowing the lawn?
Oh, man, I created some of the best music. Some of these ideas, the concepts, the things I bring to the table. So when you order Thigh Stop. My input on Thigh Stop most definitely was created riding on a John Deere tractor.
Well, let me tell you, I have had the lemon pepper thighs.
Hello.
Thank you for your work and thank you for your service on that lawnmower, Rick. Let me tell you what. Woo. That is incredible. That's the good stuff right there. That's why you need to check out the book, The Perfect Day to Boss Up, A Hustler's Guide to Building Your Empire. You can learn all those secrets and more. Rick, we appreciate you giving us some time. Thank you. Best of luck with the book and everything else, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you soon, all right?
Anytime you need me, baby, I'm here.
There we go. The biggest boss that you've seen thus far, the soundtrack to Chris, for the Super Bowl season, you guys are getting ready to celebrate your anniversary for the Giants Super Bowl team this weekend in New York here. Was there a Rick Ross song that you guys were blasting that season?
Oh, yeah, it was Stay Scheming, but that was a part of the Rich Forever mixtape, and that will live forever for the 2011 New York Giants. Like, we had that on repeat in the locker room when we were getting ready to come out the tunnel and take care of our business. I mean, we beat the brakes off the Atlanta Falcons coming off hype after that song. The Green Bay Packers took them to town, a 15-win team, got rid of them real quick in the first half of that ball game, and then in overtime took care of the 49ers on our way to Super Bowl 46. So the Rich Forever soundtrack has a special place in my heart because Rick Ross made that music, and that ultimately led to us being able to put that ring on our fingers. So shout out to the biggest boss out there for coming out with that mixtape, because I don't know if the 2011 Giants get it done without it.
Can Eli Manning rap anything off that mixtape?
No.
Okay.
No, probably,
just wanted not. Just wanted to make sure.
And probably not.
And that's okay. We appreciate it. And we appreciate Rick Ross for stopping by. Coming up next, one of the reminders everyone in the world of sports needs. People don't forget. We'll get to that next here after this word from Indeed. Now, when you have your own business, you basically have to do everything. That includes hiring, which can become a second job in its own right. That's why there's Indeed. The all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description the minute you sponsor a job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Hop on the lawnmower. Connect with nature. Back in a few here on Kenny and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Kenny and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And we're talking about sports red flags. We invite you to join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And we got some folks that want to chime in. So let's go to Chris in Alabama. Chris, you're on Kenny and Golic and Jr.
How you guys doing this morning? I mean, sorry, this afternoon.
Good. How you doing?
I got every time the NFL puts out these PSAs to cover their own common sense of skewed morality, I got to put a red flag out on it. It kills me, man. Like, it's supposed to be about inclusion and all this and all that, but yet when their own players get scrutinized by fans who, yes, they pay tickets, but everybody's entitled to their own opinions. When they get scrutinized, they penalize the players and not the fans. Like,
yeah, no, I hear what he's saying here, Chris, and this is always one of those tough spots here, the way players are judged versus the rest of the people involved in all this, and certainly fans. Some of the groups that at times overstep the lines that aren't punished because they're the paying customer the NFL wants to keep coming back.
No, I understand where he's coming from as well. But here's the thing. You are told as soon as you join the NFL, as soon as you get drafted or you're signed as a free agent, they tell you being a part of the NFL is a privilege and not a right. And it comes along with certain responsibilities. And you recognize that when it comes to the entertainment product and the bottom line, the NFL is always going to make decisions that are in the best interest of that, more so than the players, more so than the people that are involved with making the wheels of the NFL go round and round. So you accept that as a player, but when you also look at the state of affairs and where we are, the current climate, like when you take the temperature of the room when it comes to where we're at in this country, especially when it comes to equality and diversity, the players recognize that they have a tremendous platform, and guys felt compelled to utilize that platform in the last several years. And, you know, a lot of fans and a lot of media have applauded them for doing so. So the NFL, when it comes to this particular issue, and now with John Gruden and these leaked emails, they've got some damage control to do when it comes to trying to put a good face on this about the attitudes of league officials, especially the higher-ups, the ones that actually have decision-making power.
Yeah, I think that's always been one of the things in question, right, is we know who controls this sport. 31 owners, plus the Green Bay Packers, plus Roger Goodell and everyone in there. We've seen the statements, we've seen the initiatives, we've seen what they've written in the end zone here, but we very rarely feel like we've gotten a true beat on the thoughts that go on inside of all these rooms. That's what a lot of these emails are about for a lot of people here. Let's get to another one. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Curtis in North Carolina. Curtis, you're on Candy and Golic Jr. What's up?
Hey, Golic, what's good? What's popping, Chris?
What's happening, man? What you got for us?
Hey, check this out, man. I really think I feel like I need to chime in on the Kyrie Irving stuff, and I think I'm glad this is actually happening, because this is how America thinks, and I think this is what's wrong with a lot of people with rights and stuff, right? We all have choices, and choices have consequences. All right, everyone's got rights. Everybody's got a right to whatever they want, but unfortunately, there's other people that have rights too that might have more power and control. So if you can have the right to do whatever you want, but sometimes you can't control the consequences if you don't have the power. So you got to figure out what's more important to you.
Yeah, I could certainly understand that. Like, when we look at power structures and all this, Chris, but I think the other thing that gets lost in this conversation about rights is what the ultimate end in is this, right? Because we see plenty of instances where people's rights are restricted in ways that are corrosive, that are counterproductive to where we want to be as a society. Mm-hmm. This is about public health that we're talking about here. This is about the greater good of the health of human beings in and around our society. And so when that's the ultimate end goal pointed at this, I see these less as restrictions in the way that Kyrie and others want to make them, and more as safety measures to try and, again, do the greatest amount of good.
No question about it. I mean, you're trying to figure out why you have this position and to what end. I think that's ultimately what folks are trying to decide when it comes to, you know, Kyrie Irving and his anti-vax position. Okay, we understand you don't want to take the vaccine. You don't want to be forced into it, but what's your reasoning why? What's your rationale? You can't point to any science. I mean, the people that are the scientists, the people in the white coats with the pens in their pockets, they're saying that this is what's in the best interest of public health. So why are you opposed to doing something that's to the benefit of everybody involved, to everybody that's around you? When you consider the folks that work in the arenas, when you consider your teammates, when you consider the coaching staffs, the training staffs, like, this is what's in their best interest to get vaccinated, and making a decision not to do that is extremely selfish. So even if the Brooklyn Nets decided that they were going to be okay with Kyrie Irving as a part-time player, think about him jeopardizing the health of all of those folks that are involved.
That's the part of this. Like, that is when we talk about teamwork, all the things that go into being a part of an organization the way Kyrie has been. All of those things are what lines up there. And so when we see, again, some of the new information thrown into the conversation today via The Athletic was the anonymous source reporting that Kyrie Irving wants to use his stance to not be vaccinated to fight against what he perceives to be a society that's too controlling of people's livelihoods. Again, according to anonymous source telling The Athletic, like, Chris, I cannot vibe with that for the reasons that we just mentioned here. Like, it is not, in my mind, about control of people's livelihoods. It's about trying to control a virus that we watched kill almost 700,000 people.
Gojo, help me out with this one. How are you going to be a voice for the voiceless when you get asked point-blank questions at training camp about not being vaccinated and you ask the media to respect your privacy? That's where it doesn't make any sense. Like, him coming out and saying he wants to be a voice to the voiceless sounds a whole lot like spin to me, because everybody realizes in his camp how wildly unpopular his position is with not getting vaccinated and how that lands with the general public. So I can't make any sense of it. I can't rock with it. And if I was a player in that Nets locker room, I wouldn't rock with it, which is why I think the Nets have taken that stance, because they've consulted Kevin Durant and James Harden both as it pertains to Kyrie, and I think they allowed Sean Marks to take the position that he's taking now.
We're brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. Lots more to digest on the front with Kyrie Irving. But coming up next, we got to give you the top five from the NFL weekend that was here on ESPN Radio.